For some 60 years, James Pellerite has been an accomplished flutist as well as a professor of flute at the IU Jacobs School of Music. Then he fell in love with the haunting sound of the Native American cedar flute. Since then, he's been on a mission to raise the status of the Native American flute and expand its repertoire. Artwork's Adam Schwartz met with Pellerite, who explains why he gave up the classical flute, demonstrates how he turned the cedar flute into a symphonic instrument, and he discusses his latest CD.
James Pellerite was well established as a flutist when he decided to try his hand at being a stockbroker.
It's the antithesis of, how many stockbrokers do you know who are interested in music? Not too many.
First, I think.
But then how many musicians are interested in being a stockbroker?
Years later, Pellerite once again defied convention. After a six-decade career that included positions as principal flute for the Detroit and Philadelphia orchestras, and as professor of flute at IU for many years, Pellerite had a life-changing moment. At a powwow in Albuquerque in 1994, the haunting sound of the Native American flute caught his ear.
From that night on, I decided this is an instrument that is so fascinating, the sound is incredible.
The Native Americans warned Pellerite not to delve into their culture. He ignored their advice, sold his classical flutes, and dedicated his life to promoting new music for the instrument.
This is my pink ivory wood. Mm. You'll notice just five holes. Lakota style.
Native American flutes normally produce a minor pentatonic scale, but Pellerite has figured out a way to get the flute's five holes to produce a 14-tone chromatic scale.
Naturally, if you're a classical musician, you're certainly going to think chromatically. And trying to create a scale in half tones involves cross fingerings, venting of some holes.
Pellerite makes much of the fact that the Native American flute is made of wood. He calls it a live instrument that feels different each time it's played.
It's feeling as one with the instrument. Mm. You have only this piece of wood and an air column. That's it. No keys, no pads, no embouchure, just your air column and your fingers. So you can feel the phrase.
This is Pellerite's latest recorded performance. It's called Pleiades, written for him by Haig Boyajian.
Everybody shares equally in a soloistic manner. And it's a chamber work that involves classical playing for the Native American flute. There are very few traditional Indian flavors in the piece for the instrument. This is what makes playing the Native American flute in contemporary music quite interesting and so radically different from the way you normally hear it in its traditional pentatonic patterns.
At 84, James Pellerite shows no signs of slowing down. He's collaborating with three composers on new pieces for the Native American flute, and he wants to post videos of himself playing the chromatic scale on YouTube. It's all part of his quest to turn people on to what he calls the Native American flute's magical sound. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
We've got links to James Pellerite's latest CD and his website at wfiu.org/arts.